What is up? Thank you for joining me today. This is Daniel Gerner with Thought Hustle. We've been going over my past and my history, and we just finished age 18. It was really short and really boring because not a lot happened. And then we get to age 19. I turned 19 in May. I worked all summer making burritos, constantly putting money into my car, a never-ending sinkhole. Just barely making it by as my car demanded every single dollar I made. It is not fun to live like that, let me tell you. It was rough, it wasn't fun, things were really going down for me. I was not aligned at all with who I wanted to be. I was acting according to others' best interests and what they wanted for me because I'd never taken the time to figure out what I wanted. I was just acting for others. I wasn't doing anything I was passionate about, nothing I loved. It was not an ideal way to live. It was depressing, and it was making me incredibly unhappy. This made me feel really crappy all the time, and I was just keeping as busy as ever just to avoid the feeling, just to avoid my own thoughts. I didn't realize at the time, but my life was spiraling out of control, and I was feeding that by overworking myself. My response was to hide behind this curtain that I call the curtain of busy. I stayed as busy as I possibly could, but unsurprisingly, putting that cork in a river, it's not going to stop the flow of the river. You're not going to start getting better because you keep not taking the time that you need for yourself. You're only going to get worse. I was trying to fix the problem without even knowing I had a problem because I wasn't willing to take that time to figure it out so I could live a better life. Then, after that summer of working and working, came the next semester. This is where things really took a turn. I had burned myself out so badly that I couldn't sleep. I was so depressed I was staying up until 3 a.m. I would lay in bed from 11 to 3 in the morning with my eyes shut, just wishing that I could fall asleep. I did that for a week before I just gave up. The insomnia, I just accepted it. My friend who was dealing with the same thing, we started playing video games together. We played till 3, 4, 5 in the morning. It didn't really matter if I tried to sleep or not, I wasn't able to. It was just me avoiding my problems, not facing them. So there I was, playing video games every night, getting 3 to 5 hours of sleep, working part-time as a server, and I started to miss classes. I never missed classes before, but I slept past a 10 a.m. class, which was not one of the best moments of my life. I was spiraling out of control. I had no focus. It was not a healthy time in my life. Even though it appeared to everyone that I was living it up, I was living the life. I had a car. I was in college. I was physically healthy. But things were not going well on the inside, and that is something that no one ever can recognize unless you're able to talk about it, and it's something that you're never going to fix unless you take the time to make it better. Then, one day, as providence or fate or destiny or whatever you want to call it, one day, there I was at my favorite study spot, and I was at the time I was learning how to code. I was looking for a book on coding in the coding aisle, and I found a random book. I decided to pick it up. It wasn't on the topic of coding. It was in the completely wrong section. It was one of those hokey self-help guru books that you find. It's one of those books that people who can't handle their life read. They need someone else to help them, which at that time I thought that was weakness to even look to anyone else for help. You figured out your own stuff on your own. You know the kind of stuff I'm talking about, right? Self-help guru book, that kind of thing where someone says, look at this Lamborghini, but it's worth nothing. You know the only thing that's worth anything? Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. Yeah, I know what people think when they hear self-help book or guru, personal development coach, self-help coach. That was what ran through my mind as I read the back of the book. But despite those thoughts, I decided, you know what? I'm going to read this. It looks pretty good. I went back to my spot with my coffee, and instead of reading the book on coding, I started to read a book by some guru who was going to sell me something or tell me that knowledge was worth more than a Lamborghini. And I read it, and immediately, the author spoke directly to me, telling me that every single thing that I was living out, it was a result of my actions and my choices. I was poor, I was unhappy, I was depressed, all because I refused to evaluate my life and to try to change it. This book, it was called Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. I read a few pages that day, and I was instantly hooked. It was as if he was in my head telling me exactly what I was going through. I went over things that I thought that only I dealt with in the book. I felt like it was just me against the world, but he portrayed them so elegantly, so clearly, that I knew I wasn't the only one who dealt with these things. I wasn't the only one who struggled with these things. I just never in my life taken the time to actually fix these issues that I had. I didn't know that other people, they had personal fears. I didn't understand that they had emotions like me, the feelings of despair and despondency. I didn't realize other people struggled with it. It was more normal than you thought. Yeah, I was so embarrassed to feel that way. I didn't see the things I was dealing with as negative or personal or mental problems. I didn't see them as something that could be fixed. This book identified the problems as issues with one's own goals, desires, and passions. It didn't lay it out like there was something wrong with me. It laid it out that there was something wrong with what I was striving towards. I read a few pages and then I had to leave. I came back the next day to find the book. It wasn't on that same shelf. I put it back. Didn't belong there. I found it though. I reread that book. I read the pages two or three times. I was shocked at the principles and the ideas that were in there. It was like this was a turning point of my life that I know will forever change the trajectory of my life because I started actively trying to fix where I was. It was at this point that I realized that I could do great things. I could choose to be destined for greatness or mediocrity. I could choose to forever be trapped by my own thoughts and beliefs, or I could change. I bought the book, of course. I read it every single day. I took notes on what I read. I learned all the things about the power of your mind, your thoughts, and how they determine your emotions. I learned how you react to the world can completely alter your outlook in life. Previously, I'd been pessimistic and depressed. I'd seen life as a curse and a struggle, something that you had to slog through. But then, I started to see the world in a different light, because who's to stop you from doing that? I saw my life and what I had to give in a different light. I started to change my vocabulary, my thoughts. I embraced my negative thoughts, my limiting emotions, my limiting beliefs. I took them, and then I changed them. I started a new routine of giving thanks every day. I started to give thanks for all the things that I had in my life. Instead of being in the car and thinking, I hope someone crashes into me and kills me, I started to think of all the blessings that I had in my life. My family, I had a car, the beautiful sky. I had legs that I could walk with. I could see, feel, hear, and touch. I was born into one of the wealthiest nations in the world. It's not surprising that once I started to see these things and I started to live this life and I started to live a life filled with gratitude and appreciation that I started to enjoy my life. I started to appreciate it. I completely changed my mindset about money as well. I didn't have any money at the time. I'd always wanted to be wealthy. I wanted a ton of money so I didn't have to worry about it like most people. But now, instead of focusing on my tight financial situation and why I couldn't be where I wanted to be, I focused on how blessed I was to have a job. I had an income as a server. I got paid a lot more than most kids do in college. I hadn't even thought to change that where I was financially or emotionally or any of these things before. It hadn't even crossed my mind that was something that you could do. I thought that every millionaire, they either made it because they were lucky, but then I went on to learn that luck is a self-created thing. I realized that I could do whatever I want. Money, it was obtainable to me. As quick as you can snap your fingers, you can have all the money that you want. I realized that I wasn't ready to receive the money. It's true that once you have the knowledge and what you need, you can have whatever you want. But if I wanted to do it, I would have to start making changes. I realized that the whole depressed thing was my fault. Your author, it was not the situation I was in. It was the world that I choose to see. It was at this point that I wasn't worth $1 million. That is the point that I decided I had to level up in all my areas. I wasn't worth $1 million. That's why I wasn't a millionaire. I made a commitment at that point that I would take 2 years to just focus on learning and growth so that I would be worth as much as I wanted to be worth. There would be no more businesses that I tried to start and gave up on quickly. There were a lot of those. There would be no more dreams of working as a CEO or making hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars selling some widget. I committed to giving myself 2 years to concentrate on one thing. That one thing was learning. I'd always been so hard on myself for not being good enough. I had to stop expecting so much of myself and I wasn't ready to do anything great. I determined that I would focus on growing my knowledge of the world. I focus on areas such as business, finance, marketing, psychology, personal development, real estate, management, and interpersonal skills. I promised I would never deny myself something if it would help me to learn and grow. I had no budget for books. I spent hundreds of dollars every single month and pored over these books. I was determined to learn as much as I could in 2 years so that I would be the most valuable person when I was 21 years old. I was going to take the world by storm, but first I had to take the time to be able to take it by storm. At this point, everything started to change for me. I wrote down my financial, emotional, and physical goals on paper. I took notes on all the books that I read. I started listening to podcasts. Again, I was buying so many books and I was reading so much every single day. I was reading about 50 books a year because I saw that that's how many CEOs read. Then I realized I'm not going to read as many as CEOs do. I'm going to read 60 books a year. It was a lot of work. I had a $2 notebook. It was 200 pages. I filled that book out and took me a year and a half of taking notes on every single book I read. Every single piece of knowledge that I read that I knew would completely transform my life, I wrote it down in that book. And that book is now more valuable to me than anything else. It became worth more to me than a Lamborghini, a stupid book. I know, right? I became the guru. The guru who's always like, you know what's worth more than a Lamborghini? Knowledge. That's me. So, I'm the sucker who got suckered right into it, but I can tell you my life got so much better. I was excited at that point. I had energy. I was motivated. I was working out like crazy. Whenever I worked out, I would listen to a podcast. I was so dedicated to building myself into someone who was valuable, who was worth $1 million. I got a traditional college education, but guess what? My real education was in the car, it was in the gym, and it was at my residence from some of the greatest minds in history. After that, after I started to dedicate my life to that, things started to take off. I enjoyed my life more. I appreciated more. I was so jaded towards school and learning that I thought I hated learning in general, but that wasn't the case. I hated learning things that weren't valuable or useful to me at college. I understand school can be a powerful stepping stone, but you learn so little that is practical to your own personal life. And it's your job to take responsibility and to train yourself in those things. No one else is going to do it. I started to hone in only on the 20% of the classes that I knew would benefit me down the road. For college, what I did was I did my work as quickly as possible. And whenever I wasn't in school, I invested in my mind. I worked out like crazy. I engaged in martial arts. I listened to hours of podcasts a day. I read voraciously. I had a thirst for knowledge that was never quenched, and I still do. And I see that as one of life's greatest blessings now. At that point, I wanted wealth and I wanted power. I wanted everything. And I knew that I had so much work to do on myself. And so that is what I did. Every now and then I'd have to pull myself back because I'd try to start a business. I'd think, if I can just start this business, then I'll be a millionaire. I'll be ready. And then after a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I'd pull myself back and I'd say, shut it down. Focus on your learning and growth. And that is exactly what I do. I wanted it so badly, but I knew I wasn't ready. So I took that time for myself. This was year one. I pulled myself back from the businesses that I wanted to start, and I kept focusing and growing my mind and my knowledge and my worth. I reconciled myself with the fact that after 2 years, I would come out of the gate swinging harder than anyone had ever swung before. I would be great, I would do more than anyone. I would give more, and I would dominate life and fulfill my dreams, doing everything that I've ever wanted. That was 19, the start of something epic. This is what changed my destiny, from mediocre to great. I invested in myself. Thank you for listening. This is Daniel Gerner with Thought Hustle. If you want to get in touch with me or talk to me, feel free to check out my website at thoughthustle.com. You can sign up for an appointment and we'll talk for 15 minutes and get you on track to build an empowering and better future for yourself.